In his first news conference since re-election, President Obama addressed the situation in Syria.
One of the questions that we're going to continue to press is making sure that that opposition is committed to a democratic Syria, an inclusive Syria, a moderate Syria.
President Obama's statement came just days after increased tensions along Syria's border with Israel earlier this month. Israeli forces shot a guided anti-tank missile into Syria after several stray Syrian shells entered the Israeli-occupied Golan Heights. Itama Rabinovich is a former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., and he is an expert on Syria. He says he thinks the Obama administration should take a stronger stance on Syria. Rabinovich was in Tucson recently and participated in a panel at the University of Arizona on the Syrian crisis.
It is unfortunately a great humanitarian tragedy. There may be almost 30,000 dead, probably 200,000 or 300,000 refugees, and if this goes on, the numbers will go up.
With the U.S. elections over and the Syrian crisis escalating, many officials, including Rabinovich, are uncertain if or when the U.S. will act. In fact, Arizona Senator John McCain has repeatedly called for the U.S. to intervene and provide arms to the opposition.
My intervention means a safe zone and arms and equipment to those who are fighting against Damascus, not American troop boots on the ground.
While McCain is pushing for immediate U.S. military intervention in Syria, Rabinovich says that the Obama administration is acting cautiously. Rabinovich says time is running out for Syria's strong-arm leader, Bashar al-Assad.
And leadership can only come from the United States. You are the one superpower left in the international system, the only one that has the capability and oftentimes also the will to sort out international problems.
Muhammad al-Khudair is a University of Arizona graduate student from Syria. He's watching the crisis unfold from afar. Al-Khudair also participated in the recent Tucson panel talk on Syria. He says he's worried about what's going on at home overseas.
When you're here, you're worried about everyone else. Yeah, you feel that you're not doing anything, you're helpless, and you are far from your country, and you're worried for everyone there.
Al-Khudair says he won't go back to Syria until the crisis is over. He says much of his city, Homs, has been destroyed and over half of his family has left the country. Back home, he says some Syrians think that the U.S. position on Syria is helping to sustain the Assad regime.
There's some claims that Qatar and Saudi Arabia are helping the opposition, but in fact, I don't think there's much help because there's a lot of news coming from the country that America, the United States, government is still putting pressure on Turkey, Saudi Arabia, and Qatar not to give arms to the rebels.
In the meantime, Syria's government is accepting military support from Russia and Iran. Al-Khudair also says that some Syrians believe the Israeli government is influencing the U.S. to control the flow of arms to the opposition. He says this is because Israel is worried about what kind of regime could replace Assad. Rabinovich says he's concerned about some of the more radical fighters that might be infiltrating the Syrian opposition.
If the present anarchy continues and the flow of jihadi radical elements into the Syria and the ranks of the opposition continues, they could eventually take charge. And I don't think that any of us wants to see another jihadi regime in a country like Syria.
The former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Rabinovich, and the Obama administration agree that any new Syrian government must be democratic.
We'd like to know that the regime that replaces this this regime is effective, in control, hopefully moderate, secular, westward-looking, and hopefully ready to resume a peace process in Israel in order to sort out the Israeli-Syrian problem as well.
The Syrian government has denied that the uprising in that country is part of the Arab Spring revolutions, like in Tunisia and Egypt. The Assad regime maintains that the U.S. and Israel are plotting to bring the regime down and weaken its strongest regional ally, Iran. Itama Rabinovich and Muhammad al-Khudair recently shared their views on the Syrian crisis at the University of Arizona. I'm Britton Eakin, Arizona Public Media.